This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Now, neither the vice president nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such an action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Trump and Pence met late yesterday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol last week. And now what about the insurrectionists, the alleged traitors, who were apparently trying to violently overthrow the government of the people, by the people, and for the people? The Florida man spotted carrying a lectern belonging to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office in a widely circulated photo during the Capitol assault was released Monday on $25,000 bail. 36-year-old Adam Johnson was arrested Friday night on charges of government property theft, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and entering a restricted building without lawful authority, according to the arrest warrant. Johnson's attorney, Dan Eckert, was asked if having video and photographs of his client illegally in the Capitol carrying a lectern presents a problem in formulating a defense.
I don't know how to else explain that, but yeah, that would be a problem. I'm not a magician, and neither is Mr. Bigney. So yeah, we've got a photograph of our client who appears to be inside the federal building or inside the Capitol of the government property.
Johnson has not yet entered a plea to the charges, which were filed in Washington. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities have retrieved one of the black boxes from the airliner that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend, according to a Navy spokesman today. Transport Minister Budi Karya Asumadi and other officials were due to hold a news conference later on today. The Boeing 737-500 plane with 62 people on board plunged into the Java Sea on Saturday, 4 minutes after taking off from Jakarta's main airport. Earlier today, more human remains were found at the crash site, as well as personal effects such as wallets containing identification cards. President Trump travels to the Alamo today, along with the Mexico border, to trumpet his wall and his immigration policy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the trip comes as the president remains steadfast against calls to resign or be impeached.
Alamo is named after the San Antonio mission, where a small group of Texan independence fighters fended off Mexican forces during a siege. Most of them died, but the mission became a symbol of resistance for Texans, who eventually defeated the Mexican army. Trump's visit, no doubt a symbol of the president's defiance, comes as he spends the final days of his presidency isolated, aggrieved, and staring down the prospect of a second impeachment after his supporters stormed the Capitol in an effort to halt the peaceful transition of power. I'm Julie Walker.
The Washington Post, among other outlets this morning, reports that last Wednesday, while the Capitol building was under siege, President Trump spent his time watching it on TV. Ugandans prepare to vote in Thursday's presidential election, the run-up to which has been marred by violence as security forces tried to stop the opposition presidential candidate from campaigning, citing concerns that his political rallies could spread COVID-19. In the meantime, pop star turned challenger of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, Bobby Wine, suggested that authorities were using the pandemic as a pretext to unfairly target his rallies while allowing the incumbent to continue campaigning.
I am a presidential candidate, and it is my right to campaign to reach out to the voters. While the Electoral Commission claims that Mukono District and Kampala District and Wakiso District and Masakan, many other districts, have been restricted for campaigns, all of you have seen General Museveni campaigning. He was campaigning right here in our...
Opposition figures in Uganda are criticizing widespread violence by security forces ahead of Thursday's presidential election, while Wine said that soldiers raided his home on Tuesday morning and arrested his security guards. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.